How's it going?
Josh, how are you, my friend?
Good, man. You're right on time, right on the click.
Oh, it's been way too long.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, sorry, man. Just one second there. I'll fix one thing.
Yeah, no worries.
I'm out in the middle of the woods here in Ontario, so I'm just parked at a spot where I got some good service.
What are you doing in the middle of the woods in Ontario?
I slept in my truck for the night, right? So I had to be somewhere safe. But, I'm on my way out to Saskatchewan to work, right? So,
yeah.
With the COVID thing, like, it's just too nasty to stay anywhere. So,
yeah.
Especially in Ontario and Quebec, right? But, yeah, man, it's been a long time, dude.
I was thinking about it yesterday. The last time I think we chatted was our Christmas thing, our Christmas special we did.
Yeah, man, but I had a ton of fun at that. That was a lot of fun.
That was a lot of fun. Time just flies.
Oh, man, I know. You know, that was like early December of 2016. So we could call it 2017. So we're looking, 2 years, a little better, 2.5 years.
Well, now we're catching up. You got some new music, and it's an exciting time. Kind of a sad time for musicians with all the concerts and everything shutting down, though.
Oh, yeah, man. It's hard. You know, I know a lot of guys that this is their sole gig, and they're amazing, and they do good at it. But, you know, with everything happening, boy, you know, it's good actually to see that the provinces are getting behind musicians and actually giving support financially.
It really is.
So.
Now, I want to talk about your new tune, To the Wind. Tell us about that. What's the story behind it?
So, I mean, the story behind the actual song itself is I was working with some co-writers, and they sent me a few of their tracks, and I heard this song, and when I first heard it, I was just like, dude, like, I really like this. It's simple, you know, I didn't find that it was big and bombastic, you know, it was really simple and really pulled me into the story and connected a lot, you know, I love cars and stuff, so like it's talking about ripping down dirt roads and cars, and so like you've got the guy, the girl, they just want to escape, they're pumped, they're passionate about each other, and they just want to get out and spend, you know, some good rebellious time together, right?
Yeah.
And it just hooked me, man. Yeah. It just painted such a image in my mind that I was just all for it. So I went ahead and said to the guys, I want to record this track. So I had met up at the Music New Brunswick Awards with multi-award-winning, multi-platinum-selling producer Jason Berry. He's a really good guy, man.
Yeah.
And we met up, and we decided to work together. And so we got in his studio and started to record the track, and we were able to pull in Dean Brody's band to do the music on the track, which I was crazy pumped about. So, got to work with some real good guys on this, man, and I'm just really happy with how things are going, and
it sounds fantastic, and Dean Brody's band jumping on there too, that's really cool.
Unreal, man. I was just so honored that these guys would work with me, you know?
Yeah. Now, what are you heading out to Saskatchewan for? Like, what kind of work?
I work on a grain farm.
Okay.
There. It's about an hour north of Saskatoon in a place called Waka.
Waka.
W-A-K-A-W. So anyway, they have good restaurants. That's something good I can say for sure.
That's a bonus.
Yeah, their pancakes are like a foot around, so I'm not complaining.
Oh, man, that's amazing.
Yeah, I know, yeah. So, I work on a grain farm out there, and I do that half the year, and then I go home and work at the family business back home and do music, right? So,
busy guy.
What's that?
Sorry? You're a busy, busy guy.
Oh, yeah, man, I'm always traveling, but I like that part, so...
Now, getting back to COVID-19, how has this pandemic and the shutdowns affected you and what you're doing?
I mean, as far as...
Hello? Oh.